President Biden sent a big wish list to Congress today. He wants about $106 billion for a long list of foreign policy priorities, topped by aid for Ukraine and Israel. But whether it will actually pass through Congress is still unclear. But to help us make sense of this all, we are now joined by NPR's Deepa Shivram. Hi, Deepa. It's good to have you with us.
Hey, Asma. Thanks for having me.
So we are looking at more than $100 billion. Where would all that money go?
Yeah, a lot of money. The biggest earmark here is for Ukraine and its war against Russia. Biden has said has asked Congress for about $61 billion. And this is a huge priority for him. He's promised in the past to stand by Ukraine for, quote, as long as it takes. And right now, the White House has said they're running out of funding for Ukraine. So the $61 billion that will go towards weapons, equipment, and economic support is pretty important.
So what about Israel? How much is he asking for there?
Yeah, the other major investment is about $14 billion that would go to Israel after the Hamas attacks. Biden said that this is an unprecedented amount of money. And that request has funding for air and missile defense, military and embassy support. And then there's also a big request for funding for humanitarian aid, about $9 billion of it, which the White House says will go toward Israel and Palestinians in Gaza and people affected by Russia's war on Ukraine.
Okay, so it sounds like there are a lot of pieces in the supplemental package, and not everyone is going to support everything. Some Republicans, for example, have been reluctant to pass additional funding for Ukraine. So the question I have for you is, how risky is it, do you think, to combine all of these asks into one package?
Right. It could be a bit risky for Biden. There has definitely been some loud voices in the Republican Party who do not want to continue funding Ukraine's war against Russia. Yesterday, 9 GOP senators wrote a letter saying they were opposed to Ukraine aid being bundled with aid to Israel. So having all of this funding combined together is already becoming an issue.
Okay. So given those risks, how do you see the White House getting this through?
Well, the other side of this matter is that there are a lot of things in here in this supplemental package that Republicans have been asking for, namely funding for security at the southern border. About $13 billion is set aside for funding the U.S. southern border. That money is for detention facilities, more money for border agents, asylum officers, and for local governments that are trying to provide services to migrants. And White House officials were quick today to point out that, you know, this money is what Republicans asked for. Here's Shalonda Young, who's the White House budget director.
We will not be lectured by those who refuse to act. As we've said repeatedly, Congress needs to take action to provide sufficient resources for the border.
Young told us that Congress has been doing a lot of talking about border security, and this is their chance to address it. And amid all of this, there's also another sweet part of the deal, too, a bunch of funding aimed at countering China's influence. So that's military funding, money for building attack submarines. The White House, in their announcement, didn't specifically mention military aid for Taiwan, but that is something that many lawmakers, including a lot of Republicans, have been supportive of.
Yeah. So, Deepa, how does this fundamentally get through Congress? Because we were just hearing on the show about the problems Republicans are having selecting a new speaker for the House of Representatives. And until there is a new speaker, I don't really see the path forward on this legislation.
Yeah, I mean, this is a big and immediate problem. They can't pass any bills or any funding until they have someone in that role. And right now, they're stuck without a leader. In the meantime, though, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has said it's really important that the Senate move forward on passing the supplemental, even if the House is in disarray. So it's likely that passing this will take some time, especially on the House side. The White House, though, has also told Congress that they want extra funding for domestic issues like childcare and firefighter pay. So while they're has been a lot of focus on national security, there's also an effort here from the White House to show that they're investing in their domestic agenda, too. And we should see that request coming in a couple days, Asma.
All right. NPR's Deepa Shivram, thanks so much.
Thank you.